While Iran grapples with international pressure regarding its nuclear program, it's also facing mounting pressure from within for change. Last night marked the sixth straight night of pro-democracy protests in the capital, Tehran. The demonstrators, mostly students, are calling for greater freedom and for changes to Iran's hardline regime. News analyst Daniel Shore says the confluence of the student protest and the scrutiny of Iran's nuclear ambitions represents a unique challenge for Iran's leaders and for the Bush administration's foreign policy team.
Iran, possibly in a simultaneous pre-nuclear and pre-revolutionary situation, is a likely scene of the next big trouble in the Middle East. The International Atomic Energy Agency, while not directly accusing Iran of working on nuclear weapons, said today that the Tehran government has failed to report certain nuclear material and activities. It is generally believed that Iran is well on its way to producing both plutonium and enriched uranium as fuels for a nuclear arsenal. The nuclear program is under tight control of the theocratic government, but that regime is coming under increasing pressure of young Iranians protesting against repression. 70% of Iranians are under 30 years of age and have little or no memory of the 1979 revolution that unseated the Shah and swept the Ayatollah Khomeini into power as the supreme leader. Young Iranians fighting for personal freedom have mostly given up on President Mohammad Khatami as a reformer, and they have taken to the streets demanding change, in some cases attacked by vigilantes with daggers and chains. The government has not so far launched any general crackdown, but that seems to be in the wind. What makes the situation touchier is that President Bush has praised the protests as a move towards a free Iran. This at a time when the country is sandwiched between American forces in Afghanistan and Iraq. An opposition group, including Reza Pahlavi, the son of the former Shah, beams an anti-government message into Iran from California. But American officials say the protest movement is homegrown, not instigated by the Bush administration. The embattled mullahs of Iran may choose not to believe that, and dealing with nuclear-armed mullahs may raise a level of this confrontation. This may be the beginning stage of the next Axis of Evil crisis. This is Daniel Shore.